Hi, my name is Linda Talaferro, and I help professionals build confidence, understand the value of relationships, strengthen their interpersonal skills, establish executive presence so they can be properly, strongly, robustly positioned for their seat at the table. Whatever your table looks like, I want to help you get that seat. I want to help you get there. So join me each week as I share valuable insights that help you get your seat at the table. And if you want to participate with me in these conversations, I suggest that you head over to my Facebook page at The Tea with Linda. So I look forward to seeing you there. Hello, hello, Linda Talaferro, Transformational Tuesdays. No, I say it every week. You guys are probably tired of it, but it's still favorite time. One of my many favorite times, I should say, is when I come on and share with you something that will help you move the needle in your career. So again, Linda Talaferro from the Tea the Extra Effort Career Advisor, helping people do just that, get unstuck so they can get to that next level. So I've been on this series, 8 Reasons Why You Probably Can't Get to the Next Level. And just to rehash, to bring everybody up to the point we're on today, the first Tuesday I talked on about this on September 29th, my first reason was lack of self-confidence. So if you didn't get a chance to check that out, go back and take a look at it. It is foundational to every single one of these other 7 reasons. Tonight, you're going to see a common thread in the third one I talk about tonight. On October 6th, the second reason I gave you was lacking political savvy. Critical key. If you missed that one, make sure you go check it out so you can be caught up. And then when you listen tonight, you'll be ready for the following Tuesday. So the third reason of the 8 reasons why you can't get to the next level is not being able to think on your feet. Literally not being able to keep up with the pace of the environment that you're in day to day. I know all of us are in a fast-paced environment. And with that fast-paced environment comes at times meetings that are fast-paced. You know, where ideas are being thrown out, recommendations are being made, discussion around decisions. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. We're only 15 minutes, 20 minutes in, and I'm still trying to catch up with the first 5 minutes. So not being able to think on your feet might be one of the reasons why you are struggling to get to the next level. Because being able to keep up with that pace is critical. And you might say, Linda, okay, I sort of get it, but why is that important? We should be methodical. We should be diligent. Absolutely, we should. But at the same time, there will be points at which we have to make decisions. There will be points at which you're going to have to be able to follow your gut and think through some information that you have and be able to be a valuable resource and voice in a room for a critical matter, or even just to move forward on the initiative. So yeah, diligence is important, but analysis paralysis is not. And you may have heard of that. We can get in our own way with analysis paralysis. So being able to think on our feet is critical. It's very, very critical. So what are some of the ways that if you know you're struggling with thinking on your feet, how can you switch that dynamic? Well, one way is preparation. You know, you probably heard the statement before, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. And that is very, very true, especially in 9 out of 10 corporate environments that we're in that I mentioned that move with a steady pace. If you're walking into a meeting, whether you're presenting or not, it does not matter. If you're walking into that meeting, prepare for the meeting. And of course, if you're presenting, got to be prepared. If you're presenting, you have to be so prepared that you've even anticipated questions on the subject matter that you're talking about so that you can respond. Think on your feet, right? And if you're not presenting, but you want to show up in the room and people know that you're in the room, prepare for the subject matter. Do some research. think it through, make some bullet points. Don't just walk in with your phone, you know, and you sit down and you're just chilling. No, I mean, be ready. Because as I just said, that common phrase, when you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. So you want to be that person that has input, that is ready, basically. And I'm going to share with you something that you probably never thought of. You probably never thought of in this corporate environment, and that is improv. Now, when you hear me say improv, improvisation, you're thinking, oh, that's comedy. That's what those stand-up comedians do. Yeah, that's true. Some clubs are even called the improv. But there is a value to being able to improv in the corporate world, in the business setting. That takes skill. Everything that I've talked to you about takes confidence. Remember, that's the first reason I gave you a couple weeks ago. So that's foundational. But being able to improv takes skill. And I know all of you that are listening to me, those of you that follow me, you're the bomb at your work product. I mean, you hit home runs all the time. The reason why you're struggling is because of these other skills, methodologies, and tools that you haven't fined too. So improving for you is really easier than you think, because you are so good at what you do. You know the subject matter, and being able to maneuver, shift, think twice, redirect, and improv through a discussion and come up, be quick-witted and come up with things what some people might think would be off the top of your head. It's probably not a challenge for you, because you are good at what you do. You're just not using that skill when it could best benefit you. And even in addition to the fact of improvising, coming up with something off the top of your head, the comedic side of it, the wit, it's not a bad thing either. Because think about it. When have you been in a room? When have you been in a meeting when the discussing gets a little tense, or things are starting to get on that chaotic side of the pendulum, and somebody says something that you think, oh, that was stupid or funny, but it breaks all of that. It breaks the chaoticness. It breaks the tension. And it even gets people back on track. That person can think on their feet because they're reading the situation in the room, and they come up with something. Probably somebody made a statement that was probably super serious, had tons of factual this and that and other or whatever, and they just took it left for a minute just to lighten the room. So there's value in that, and people are remembered for that. Believe me, it took me a while. I'm not very good with jokes. My husband is awesome with his quick wit. I am not. But there is times over the years that I have found a way to use just that and to think on top of my feet. Or somebody might say something and I just add to it. And next thing you know, everybody's laughing and they're looking at me and they're thinking, yes, we need her in the room. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about when I do the wit side of improv and being able to think on your feet. But I'm going to tell you, if you're in a situation where you truly know that you need more information, you need more data, you've got to go back and rethink, say so. Be open about it. Say it. Don't let yourself get backed up against the wall. Don't allow yourself to be put in a position to make a decision to speak when you know that you know you need another day, or you need a few more hours, or you need some information that's being gathered as you're in the meeting and it won't be available to you for another few hours. You know you need that. Speak up, say it, be clear about it, be concise, be very clear about why you're not ready to raise your hand, vote, move forward, or whatever it is expected of you. So you can't have that fear of doing it either. But as I said earlier, don't let analysis paralysis be your go-to. But there will be times when we just need more information and we're not ready to think on our feet. We're not ready to commit. We're not ready to give that input just yet. And that is okay. So The third reason, what we've been talking about, of the eight reasons why you can't get to the next levels because you cannot think on your feet. You're not properly prepared when you go into meetings. Whether you're presenting or you're not, you have not done the homework. You haven't done the research. You're not improving. So going with the flow, thinking off the top of your head and putting stuff on the table. A lot of times we don't do that because we lack confidence in ourselves and we second guess ourselves. Something will come to our mind. Something will come in our gut. And we'll just like, well, I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to say that. Oh, I better not. They've already been talking too much. We come up with all of these reasons. And that has to do with the first reason I gave you a couple weeks ago, lacking self-confidence. And then not being able to improv. Wit has a value at times when it's properly placed. Like I said, when it can de-escalate a situation, when it can take a chaotic environment and smooth it out. Wit can be invaluable, which is part of improv. And that out of everything I talked about tonight, I'd say improv is probably the most difficult. And it's probably something that does take practice. It's a skill that you have to develop over time, but it's a valuable one to have, extremely valuable one to have. So that's my three. This, I'm going to wrap up tonight, not thinking on your feet. Hang with me next week. We're going to get into number four of these eight reasons why you can't get to the next level. I put a link for my private Facebook group. I would love to have you come join me. Little spoiler alert. I'm about to launch something in that private Facebook group just for them because they're my special people. Well, I shouldn't say that. All of you are my special people. But if you're in that private Facebook group, you're going to be able to have access for something I'm about to launch just for that group. So don't sleep. Go ahead, click that link that I put out there for you and join me over there in that Transferring Your Career is the name of that Facebook group. So again, lacking thinking on your feet, can't think on your feet. Third reason why you might not be able to get to that next level. You guys take good care. Catch you next week.